poverty as an idol. Judges 6:14 through 16.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Yahweh looked at him and said, "Go in this your might and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Haven't I sent you?" He said to him, "O Lord, how shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is the poorest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." Yahweh said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man." Seeing yourself through your economic circumstances can actually keep you from listening to and believing in God. Notice that God just told Gideon that he is both valiant and mighty, but Gideon insists that he is actually poor. This is another one of those famous places in the Bible where a man says no to the Lord, which doesn't make any sense. If God says you have something, you have it, and if God is your Lord, then you do what he says. When economic issues spring up this powerfully against the Word of God, it is a bad sign. That's one of the things we learn from the life of Gideon, and that's why I'm making a big deal about it here. Gideon has put his position of poverty above God's Word. That makes it an idol. It is actually possible to idolize your own poverty. God doesn't give up, though. He tells Gideon that he will strike the Midianites as one man. God's going to do a great big thing through this fearful man if he will believe God's word. We shouldn't let our lowly circumstances become a roadblock to faith. God likes to use our lowly circumstances. If we have trouble with that, then perhaps we are enjoying our lowly circumstances and the pity we receive from others as a result. Focusing on material things means that you are a materialist, even if you focus on your lack of material. And this kind of materialism is especially bad because it is so deceptive. Thanksgiving is a great way to overcome this problem, and the Holy Spirit can produce this inside of us no matter what our economic circumstances happen to be.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.